David, I want to get right into this here in just a second as I set this up for you, because as a constitutional attorney, I want to have you give us a perspective on a decision that the president just made, President Trump just made, suspending the unconstitutional actions of Barack Obama, which he did when he was in office, regarding certain changes to immigration law, and that specifically to children of illegal immigrants. It's being referred to as DACA. D-A-C-A, is that short, DACA. It means, and it stands for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Now, the decision by the president, which was fully supported by Attorney General Jeff Sessions, shouldn't be a surprise really to anyone, because the president said he was going to do it. Only some people are saying is, why did it take perhaps so long? But nonetheless, this is a major issue, and I want to, and in the balance of the program, cover two issues. Number one, did the president do properly by his decision? Is he just fulfilling his constitutional duty? That's number one. And then second, I'm going to come back and ask Gary this question. Why is there such a division among even, quote, evangelical leaders regarding the president's decision? So, Dave, let me go to you right off here right now. I welcome you to the program, and I want to get right into it. Right off, did the president's decision to suspend for 6 months the unconstitutional decision of Barack Obama, did it fulfill his constitutional oath, or was it improper, as just cited by, guess who, Barack Obama and former Attorney General Eric Holder?
Well, I think the president did the correct thing for sure. And this type of a situation, this DACA issue, the dream people, the dream law, and all this type of thing, you have enormous sympathy for these people who were brought here without their consent, you might say, because they were children at the time, and yet they grew up here. And they are, basically what's happened is that there's a strange permanent underclass of people who live in this country who are able to taste all the goodness of America, but never really fully enjoy it because of their legal status. And President Obama created that status with this unlawful executive order. He created a very special group of underclass Americans when he did this. And these people are always going to be severely limited. Even though they can taste America, they never will be able to fully experience the American way of life, because they're always going to be afraid whenever they see a policeman or hear a siren or something like that. This decision by President Trump is when presidents become presidents, when you've got everybody leaning on you to do something because they want it in their heart. But a president, under Article 3, has under Article 2, rather, it says to take care and enforce the law. And if you start here, if he starts here and says, I'm going to allow these people to stay and I'm just going to continue it, he will be part of this horrible, this is a very horrible thing that President Obama did by creating this special underclass group of people. And all these people who are involved in sanctuary cities, they're part of it too. Because they're enabling people who should not be here, who can see the greatness of America and have the experience of the economy and all the other benefits that we offer, and yet they never really can deliver or have it fully because there's not enough political power to give them amnesty. Nobody has, Congress is deadlocked, and even President Obama, even though he had both houses of Congress, could not get these people completely enlisted as American citizens. And of course, there's going to be another group. There will be another group who are saying, if you could do it for DACA, why can't you do it for me? And what's the answer going to be? By the way, I just love that book. That book is incredible. And like Senator Barbara Boxer, that wonderful sweetheart, when she said, elections have consequences. Donald Trump wants to get the IRS out of the pulpit. And he also did not issue his gay and lesbian proclamation like our friend Mr. Obama did this June. And don't think the gay and lesbian community noticed it.
Well, David, you summed it up, ladies and gentlemen. Understand that what President Trump did, as David New is just confirming, is everything completely appropriate about what the role and the duty of the president is, and that is to uphold the law. He did that, even though you have so many people, otherwise good people, who are attacking the president. And Gary, I want to go to you because this is the second issue that's really confusing for a lot of people, Gary, and that is that there are many self-proclaimed evangelical leaders who are telling the president, you have done wrong. You have violated what you're supposed to do. We should be opening the borders. We are harming these children. That's what they are saying. And there are a lot of these well-known names. I'm going to name a couple just because they're out there in public documents. Sammy Rodriguez, Russell Moore, Leif Erikson from World Vision. A lot of these folks that are out there. And there are others that are weighing in, like those part of Faith Leaders for America, that are saying, no, no, the president's responsibility is to uphold the law primarily. But Gary, I want to go to you. A lot of people are confused. How are you answering this question to your people, for instance, in your church? And how should people make sense of the fact when you have some people standing up saying, I'm a preacher too, but take a completely opposite view on an issue such as this?
Well, Sam, that's a loaded question, and it really is from the perspective of being a pastor or an evangelical leader. And, you know, I want to go back to that particular phrase that you used. You said, I want to deal with why there is such a division among self-proclaimed evangelical leaders. Maybe some of these leaders need to check to see if they are really evangelical. Maybe they need to see if they are really biblical. Because I kind of think that many of them in coming out against the president's decision are really, Sam, slipping away from the pure biblical worldview. And you know, that's what we deal with on this radio program. We try to look at every situation through the eyes of the scripture and through the influence of the United States Constitution. Many of these leaders, you name Sammy Rodriguez and Russell Moore and others, and there's a long, long list of these individuals. Many of them are slipping into putting emotion above law, feeling above fact, and opinion above truth. And when you put emotion
Gary, state that again. That was a good phrase. State that again if you can.
Yes, very good.
Well, what they're doing is putting emotion above law, feeling above fact, and opinion above truth. And when you put emotion above law, feeling above fact, and opinion above truth, what you're doing is completely setting aside what does the Bible say. You are completely setting aside what does the Constitution give by way of its guidance. And so that leads us down a wrong path. Now, are we as true evangelicals? Do we have compassion for all people? Absolutely, yes. But we are talking about a nation that must protect itself, a nation that, according to Acts 17 and verse 26, has been established by God with borders. And so there needs to be law. There needs to be a definite guideline. And that's what the Word of God and the Constitution does. And I think that some of these evangelical leaders who are opposing what the president has done is getting away from biblical and constitutional truth.
There you go. David New, back to you very quickly. President Obama said he did what he did unconstitutionally because Congress wouldn't do what he wanted them to do. President Trump is saying by a six-month suspension, Congress, you fix this problem because that's where the responsibility lies. Do you think this Congress is going to fix the problem or kick the can down the road?
Well, I have no idea what this Congress will do. I have absolutely no idea. And all I know is that this is a bad situation. This is what's known as a no-win situation. No matter which way it goes, a lot of people are going to lose.
Ladies and gentlemen,
thanks to President Obama for that.